Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about what we've been discussing. A surprising number of people interested in the vaccines tonight. This is surprising to me because 2 years ago, I was sick of COVID-19. It's been almost 3 years, hasn't it? When COVID-19 first started appearing in circles in November of 2019, didn't it? That was when, like, yeah. Dr. Harry Chen and these others were posting.
Yeah, like
the
very beginning of it.
Yeah, of people dropping dead in the streets of China and stuff like that. That was the period where Matt was walking around in his full-on gas mask and killing us all with the...
Yeah, Lysoling people's heads.
Of Lysol he was bringing away. Look, at one point, I thought we were going to have to ask him to leave. Because just the Lysol, that was like, dude, we cannot breathe. You've killed our lungs as well as any possible bacteria.
He's come a long way.
He has, and that's one of the things I love about Matt Roach in this respect. It's like, I remember when he was one of the ultra paranoids, because he was getting the same information that I was seeing from, like, Harry Chen.
Yeah.
On Telegram, these underground circles of information of people sharing what was really going on in communist China, because the Chinese Communist Party was suppressing it, and, you know, but there was still information getting out, and me being the libertarian was like, oh man, this is serious. We have to keep an eye out for this. The Chinese government's created this disease and now it's killing people. I just became convinced earlier than that it was a nothing burger.
Yeah.
It took Matt a few more months to come around. I think it took a few others in the libertarian community a little while longer, but what I'm proud of in the libertarian community is that even the ones I can think of who were most extreme on this matter ultimately listened to voices of reason and came around and was like, yes, this is a nothing burger. This is a cold, is what this is. And that's what I'm seeing now, where I work a normal job, and there are people there who are regularly getting tested for COVID-19 because they're students or they get sick or whatever, and their school policy says you have to get tested for COVID-19. I don't understand why these people are getting... Look, if you have a cold, why in the hell would you get tested for COVID-19? I understand if you want 3 days off of work, but then this is not paid days off anymore. We're long past that point of the pandemic. If you want those 3 days off, you're not getting paid for them. Whereas earlier, you know, 2 years ago, if you were sick, and maybe not 2 years ago, but a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, if you were sick and you took a COVID-19 test and you tested positive, they would send you home for 2 weeks with pay. That was a very different thing from what we're dealing with now, where it's like, all right, well, how do you feel? Do you feel well enough to come to work? Just put on a mask. The restrictions are so loose now compared to what they were at the height of the... Because I remember what it was like working in the food industry and seeing these people quarantined, many of them against their will, for 2 solid weeks. Because it wasn't just, oh, well, they don't care. They know they're going to get paid for it. Yeah, but they also know that we are still there working and that we're having to work extra hard because they're not there. And that's not a fault of management or anything like that. It's just the reality of how things were. No one is so overstaffed that you can lose one of your staff members and just be totally fine. No, people are going to have to work harder. And so they didn't like that. But for 2 solid weeks, not even for testing positive, if they just were close to someone who tested positive, if someone who lived in their apartment building tested positive, automatic 2 week of quarantine.
And that's when you just keep that stuff to yourself.
That's exactly. I had COVID-19. And I know that because I lost my sense of smell and taste for like a 6 week period. But there were no symptoms. I was never sick. I had extreme fatigue and my body was very, very sore for like a day. And that was it. And I was able to chalk that up. Well, 2 weeks ago, I was raided by the FBI. And prior to that, I hadn't had a day off in about 4 months because that we were just short-staffed. Everyone was constantly being out for COVID-19, and people were leaving for higher wages, or people just, I don't want to say people didn't want to work, because they didn't want to work. Well, why would they want to work for that wage when they could sit at home and collect an unemployment check with an extra $600 bonus and not have to deal with the work at all? I don't blame anyone for that. However, because of that, the first day off I had had in a several-month time frame just so happened to be the day that the FBI woke me up at 6 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was my first day off in like a 3-month stretch. And I like to joke then that, you know, my boss was so powerful and this has made people so afraid that even the FBI was like, we need to find out when Aria is going to be off to make this happen.
Right, they actually planned on doing the raid like 3 months earlier, but they had to wait for you to get a day off.
So we chalked it up to all of that. Well, I did just work like 4 months straight, and, you know, I did just get raided by the FBI, and it's been a bit of a stressful period at Free Talk Live for the last few weeks. So it's understandable that I would be a little bit sore and a bit exhausted. So no one thought anything about it. I was back at work the next day. When I had local burger, this experience sticks out to me so strongly because it's a measure of how people tend to forget that you're sick if you don't actually remind them that you're sick. Because the day afterwards, we had local burger, and that's a burger place here in Keene. And my boss asked me, how is it? I was like, what do you mean, how is it? I can't taste it. You know that. I can't taste it. I can't smell or taste any of this stuff. Oh, yeah, I forgot. How did you forget? I didn't forget. It's an absolutely miserable experience. I will never forget what that was like. That was just the worst of COVID-19 for me. It was just the loss of smell and taste and a day of being sick. But I was sick with some sort of flu or pneumonia or something a year before that was significantly worse. That one had me down for weeks. And it didn't help that I was working the same amount of hours then that I was working during COVID-19. The only difference with that was that no one was meant freaking out that we stay home and lock down. It was like, oh, it's... Yeah, Aria, half the staff has the flu, but they're here working anyway, and they keep getting each other sick because they're all here working with the flu, and that's just how things are. Yeah. No one thinks anything about it. But the loss of smell and taste, that was a unique
And that's piece. The worst one, you know. I'd rather actually be sick, almost.
I don't know that I would. It depends on the
I guess
sickness,
I don't really
right?
get sick, so I'm like, I don't know.
I usually don't, but that one experience with the flu or pneumonia or whatever it was, and this was in January of 2019, so this was almost a full year before anyone said anything about COVID-19. It was January, February, of March that year. I stayed sick a really, really long time. And I'm like, it was a miserable experience of like waking up and just feeling like crap, laying in the bathroom floor for hours because I just didn't have the strength to get up and make myself get ready for work. I would absolutely much rather lose my sense of smell and taste for 7 weeks than deal with that again. But that's not the choices we're offered. Most people, when they get COVID-19, when they get sick, like the people who are getting COVID-19 now and who are literally testing positive and they're just being told, oh, quarantine, stay home for 3 days, and then you can come back and wear a mask. No symptoms whatsoever. They're just fine. It's just such a stark contrast to how people were reacting 2 years ago to the very same disease. And it's not because people are vaccinated now, and it's not because COVID-19 is somehow weakened now or lesser now. It's just because they've been living with it for 2 years, and the reality is there, whether they've addressed it or not. It's there. People are not dropping dead of this in the streets, and they're just refusing to admit it. Okay, it's fine for people to work with COVID-19 because it's not... Holy crap, it's not killing anyone, is it? Okay, I guess this is fine. I want that level of admission from these people who are requesting amnesty for their behavior during COVID-19. I want them to acknowledge all of that crap they said and did because of COVID-19, including forcing people to stay home for 2 weeks just because their roommate tested positive. Where's your admission of being wrong? I don't want your apology. I don't want to give you amnesty. I'll forgive you, sure, whether you apologize or not. But what I want from you is for you to admit that you are wrong and then to assure me that you won't do it again.
Because, I mean, yeah.
Those are the three steps of the apology, right? It's like, I was wrong, here's what I'm going to do to rectify it, and I won't do it again. Well, they can't rectify this. The damage is done. The kids are permanently screwed up as a result of this. People have their lives stolen from them as a result of this. You can't undo that. But you can admit wrongdoing and promise not to do it again. 603-283-6160. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world. People are never going to admit they were wrong. And even if they do, they're going to... Well, I don't have time to talk about it. They're going to request amnesty.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And for those curious, we're just regaling each other during the breaks with just tales of the last 2 years in a way that only a healthcare worker and a food employee really can, because you were working 70-hour, like 16-hour shifts and stuff like that. We weren't, right? We weren't working those long hours, but we were in the thick of it, just in a different way, and working in a completely different industry. And from what you said, nothing that we dealt with was nearly as bad, except that we both dealt, and we haven't discussed this yet, but we both dealt with people who were unnecessarily combative and hostile to other human beings. And you probably had this worse than we did, because I, especially during COVID-19, and I still can, because this was not a power I was willing to give up in order to go back to this place. If someone came in and they were acting stupid, I could throw them out. And for a lot of people working in any service industry, this was the first time in their life that they were able to do something like that. And it was just something, that's not how I tend to approach these problems, right? I tend to be more customer service oriented. If someone comes in and they're unhappy, my natural inclination is to try to make them leave happy, even when they're coming in and yelling at me. But what COVID-19 taught me was that I don't have to do that anymore. And I can just tell them, hey, you're being an idiot, get out. And it's great to be able to do that. But in healthcare, you don't have that luxury, because you can't just throw that person out of the hospital bed.
And nothing makes an already aggressive patient with dementia more upset than forcing them to wear a mask. They don't understand it. You keep strapping it to their face, telling them they have to isolate in their room. They don't understand. They don't get it. It's just crazy.
Absolutely horrible. But, you know, those are things that we had to deal with as a result of COVID-19. According to Senator Rand Paul, the U.S. severely messed up COVID-19. And I tend to think he's correct on this, but he's correct for the wrong reasons. And I like Senator Rand Paul sometimes. He's not a libertarian, but he's a libertarian-leaning Republican. And he's not good all the time. But when he is good, he's really good, except when it comes to COVID-19, where he becomes a lot more. He's a doctor, right? I wouldn't expect a doctor to make some of the equivalencies that Rand Paul has made throughout the last 2 years.
I didn't know he was a doctor. I knew Ron Paul was a doctor.
He's an ophthalmologist.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember now exactly what that is.
I believe it's an eye doctor. That's an
optometrist, right?
Oh.
He's an ophthalmologist.
I
think it's got something to do with throats, but I'm not 100% sure. But he says that the U.S. botched COVID, and I think he's absolutely right on this regard. The U.S. was one of the least bad when it came to COVID-19. It wasn't that long ago. And I realize that time passes quickly, but it was only like 4 months ago that we here on this show were talking about the lockdowns in New Zealand and in Australia and New South Wales. The United States never did anything to the extent that some of these other places did. But now the election is nearing, and Biden administration officials are dreading three words: Chairman Rand Paul. I tend to think that's the Washington Post being a little bit dramatic here, but I don't think the Biden administration really is very concerned about Rand Paul.
I doubt it.
They don't want to talk about COVID-19 in general. As we've talked about here on the show, it's tremendously unpopular with everyone except the people listening to Free Talk Live, apparently, because the Democrats don't want to hear about it anymore. The Republicans don't want to hear about it anymore. But you know who does want to hear about the people? People who are out there for the last 2 years, who we're now reminding, oh, guys, you were right. That entire time for the last 2 years, I understand why they still want to talk about it, because they now get to finally say, hey, guys, we said this 2 years ago.
But and it's like you don't even get you were right. It's like you were still wrong, but you were right.
Yeah.
It's like it's not really an admission of guilt or I was wrong and I'm sorry, or you were right. You guys were saying this thing all along. They still somehow spin it in this weird, condescending way.
They do. It's more like, we may have overreacted, but at the time, we couldn't possibly have known that we were overreacting.
There's some weird gaslighting thing that can always happen, and politicians always find how to do that.
So the Kentucky senator, who has clashed with Anthony Fauci over health official and other health officials throughout the pandemic, is in line to lead a Senate committee should he win re-election and Republicans retake the chamber next week. Paul, of course, is heavily favored in his own race. It would be a surprising upset if Rand Paul did not win his race, although the control of the Senate is viewed as a toss-up by pollsters whose opinions I don't care about. I saw an article today on Drudge Report that said, you know, this could actually go hard to the Republicans. Nate Silver of 538 was saying something to that effect. Why is anyone still taking Nate Silver or any of these other polling organizations seriously? Do they not remember the Trump administration and the Trump presidential campaign where all of the polls, all of the news outlets were saying Hillary is obviously going to win. Trump doesn't stand a chance. And then Trump won. I remember that. I remember Nate Silver of 538 giving Trump less than a 1% chance of winning the presidential election. And I remember him being just firmly convinced that there was no chance that Donald Trump was going to win. And he wasn't alone in this. All of the pollsters were making that allegation. And they were all wrong. And because of, I remember that, they evidently don't, and they want you to forget and trust our science. Even though we were completely wrong on that one regard, we're right now. You can totally trust us. But before we get further into that, let's go to the phones. We do have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So what I've been hearing is that our products are being sold on Amazon, and it's illegal.
You have products?
Well, my network company.
Your pyramid scheme?
Products. Well, it's not a scheme. I'm a happy customer.
Okay.
What they're doing is that this is illegal, and their lawyers are looking for these people that are doing this because they're scamming the customers. So if our laundry soap, if they cost $20 a bottle, they're charging like $50 a bottle, and they're paying for it. And you know, I'm kind of bewildered. Why would people buy these things off the internet and get ripped off? I don't understand it.
Maybe they don't know any better. They don't know the actual going price, or maybe it's just so much easier to buy stuff off of Amazon.
They should call you to get ripped off on the phone, right, Sarah?
Well, the thing is that they do have to make a commitment, like a certain amount, like points that they commit to order every month. But
that's why.
At a very discount price.
That could be why they're just going to Amazon, because they want to try it first without committing to this month-long subscription scam.
Yeah, but it's illegal for some reason. This is the black market, and they want the product badly enough they're willing to pay three times the amount.
Yeah, I get it. I don't think it should be illegal. I think if I physically possess a thing and I want to sell that thing on Amazon or eBay, then it's physically mine, and I can sell it if I want. I don't think there's anything illegal about that. And I suspect this pyramid scheme you work with is going to have a hard time proving it. 603-283-6160. It is free.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. Analysts with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report changed their ratings on 10 congressional districts, and they moved all 10 toward Republican candidates. The shift comes just 1 week before the critical midterm elections and further buoys Republicans' chances of winning the 6 seats needed to capture the House. CBS agreed to pay about $5 billion in a landmark settlement that the company said would resolve all remaining opioid crisis lawsuits brought by states, cities, and other governments. Reports say North Korea fired off multiple ballistic missiles again Wednesday. It prompted South Korea to issue an air raid alert on one of its islands. These newest missiles come hours after North Korea said they would make the U.S. and South Korea pay the most horrible price in history for their ongoing military drills. There's $1.2 billion up for grabs in Wednesday's Powerball drawing. Good luck. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. 603-283-6160 with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And if you help me win, I promise to subpoena every last document of Dr. Fauci's unprecedented cover-up, said a Paul fundraising email that was sent on October the 20th, which was referring to Paul's allegations that Fauci contributed to the virus's creation by funding research in Wuhan, China, which Fauci has categorically denied. It's statements like that that remind me that Rand Paul is not his father. If you help me win, I'll do this, I'll do that on day one. That sort of political statement, I don't care, dude, and I don't believe you. I don't believe if you were actually going to do any of these things, why wouldn't you just do it now?
Yeah, I mean, he already holds a position.
Yeah.
It's not like he's trying to get elected for the first time and he doesn't hold any sort of, you know, political position.
That's another thing that's been interesting about the shifting narrative of COVID-19. When we first talked about the possibility of it being from a lab, a research lab in Wuhan, China, where they were researching coronaviruses in bats, and it appeared to be a bat coronavirus. When we first pointed all of this out, we were dismissed as conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
But now that's accepted as the leading hypothesis of where this stupid thing came from. Meanwhile, 2 years ago, we were being mocked and derided for making those claims, for drawing these connections that, this virus originated this coronavirus that is similar to bat coronaviruses originated in Wuhan, China, where they have a research facility that researches coronaviruses in bats. And
well, I remember hearing that theory on the news at the nursing home, because I don't watch the news, but nursing home right. residents love the news. And I remember literally hearing that in March of 2020. Like that, they came out with it. They're like, yep, this is what we think. And then shortly after that, it was swept under the rug. It's like, you can't say that anymore.
Nope, we were called conspiracy theorists. Even though that seems to be the prevailing opinion about where this thing originated now. And it seems kind of obvious when you stop to think about it, but people didn't stop to think about it. That was the real tragedy of the COVID-19 pandemic, is that almost no one stopped to think about it. But let's go to the phones. We have Dave on the line from Michigan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, right on. Thanks for taking my call, you guys. You know, whatever, you know, crew.
Yeah, what's on your mind tonight?
Listen, I got thinking about it when you mentioned, you know, these lockdowns, and then you went to a little more detail just now. And as soon as I heard that story, here's what I was doing.
When you say that story, do you mean the allegation that... Do you mean the hypothesis that the COVID-19 originated in the Wuhan research facility?
When I enlisted in the Marine Corps and came out with an honorable discharge with my head attached to my torso, our first class in boot camp, sit down, once they got us settled down, before we got our rifles, was this NBC training, nuclear, biological and chemical, and were issued gear and trained in it. Sometimes. When I heard Fauci in this so-called narrative of a bat, I said to myself, BS. There's a lot more to the story. So we are here in Michigan, in Jackson, Michigan, the birthplace of the Republican Party, Southern Michigan, right in the center, South Michigan. I sat there and watched gas drop down to about $1.90 here.
Yeah, and because said, no one was traveling.
I sat, and you know what it did? I said, well, I might as well get a six-pack of beer because shut down everything, stuff masks on people's faces. Oh, my God, there's, you know, Gretchen Whitmer is up for re-election here in a few days. Tudor Dixon is way more conservative. Gretchen Whitmer has a lot of union backing, including the NEA, National Teachers Association, and all kinds of big money from that way. Mrs. DeVos.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Whitmer except that she was one of the worst in the U.S. as far as COVID-19 reactions go.
Yes, and she just jumps on that same boat that Biden's on. Oh, yeah, let's do this. And just, I got so much power. And you know what? The people here, there was a point there early on that we couldn't go down an aisle way to buy seeds in the spring.
What do you think about her chances of re-election? Do you think she's going to be replaced?
I'll tell you what I know is it's damn tight. I think that if enough people come out, a legitimate vote, you know what I mean, with all the stuffing ballot boxes, mail-in ballots, and all that stuff, it's really tight.
I don't know. To me, all of the elections are illegitimate, but one thing is certain, and thank you so much for the call tonight, Dave, they wouldn't pull this lockdown nonsense right now.
No, absolutely not. I think most people wouldn't go for it anymore.
No, they absolutely wouldn't. But even if the previous 2 years hadn't happened, even if COVID-19 just started right now, with the elections coming up in just a few days, they wouldn't dare lock down in the way that they did 2 years ago, because it would destroy their chances. And I remember something happened in May of this year, maybe it was April of this year. Something major happened with Biden or the Democratic Party, or I don't even remember now, but I remember people saying, oh, this is a big deal. People will still care about this coming election time. And I remember making the argument, No, they won't. They'll forget about it. And maybe that's just me because I don't remember now what I'm even referring to, but these things come and go all the time and people forget about them. I wish people would hold Whitmer accountable for COVID-19 and the lockdowns as a result of them and vote her out of office. But people have forgotten, I think, how much it really sucked. And that's one of the things I kind of like about tonight's show is that we've been reminding people how much this actually did suck. This wasn't some minor thing. They did screw people over. They did take away kids' lives. Some people killed themselves as a result of the lockdown. Permanent damage to children as a result of not socializing, being locked in their homes. Depression, anxiety, yeah. All of these things.
The mental health crisis was so much more than what we were seeing with people getting sick from COVID. I mean, even the unit that I was working at, we saw so many people that had been clean for years relapsing because they couldn't go to their AA or their NA meetings. There was no aftercare, no support for people. People were really relapsing. They couldn't see their therapist. It was just such a huge mental health crisis, especially with teenagers in high school where they're just so used to that social interaction. They're planning for prom and all of the other like fun things that normal kids like to do in high right. school. And they got all of that robbed from them. Kids were literally committing suicide because they were locked in their houses alone all day, so depressed. And it really wasn't talked about enough. All that was talked about was COVID and the vaccines, but nobody cared about the other casualties that were as a result of the government's response to the pandemic.
What about the abuse victims, the domestic violence victims
yeah.
who were suddenly locked in their homes with their abusers with literally no way to
yeah.
escape because they couldn't get out to work anymore. They couldn't go out grocery shopping or they couldn't go to church to socialize with people who understood their plight. Absolutely horrifying things that happened as a result of governments during COVID-19. It's important with the midterms coming up that we remember these things and we hold these people accountable. Governor Whitmer did this stuff to the people of Michigan, and she would do it again. Vote her out of office. Vote out Governor Sununu and the other Republican governors and the other Democratic governors who forced people into these circumstances against their wills, who forced them on their livelihoods, who locked them in their homes, who caused their kids mental anguish. Vote them out of office. You may not get another chance. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria and Nikki here. And, you know, I said going out to the break there that, you know, this may be your last chance to vote these monsters out of office. And that, I mean, that's sort of true in the sense that, you know, they could take away your ability to vote at any time. But voting isn't going to make a difference to that one way or the other. And in general, I think that voting is a waste of time. Honestly, I'm probably not going to even bother to vote in this coming up Tuesday.
I'm not.
Yeah, like Tuesday is one of my days off. Why would I waste time going to, even though I don't know, I might still do it because I can vote for myself. But that's not common out there, right? Now, most people can't vote for themselves. There's also friends I can vote for, things like that.
The local elections are a little bit more honest. But at this point, a presidential election, there is no way I could ever believe that that is an actual account of what people voted for.
And I would say that's true at the local level as well. I saw that firsthand when I ran for sheriff 2 years ago, where the town of Westmoreland recorded 7,700 votes for my opponent, Eli Rivera. Westmoreland, for those who don't know, has a population of about 1,700. So roughly four times the amount of people who actually lived in Westmoreland voted for Eli Rivera. And I don't think there was anything underhanded. I don't think there was any intentional election fraud or anything like that. I just think it was an honest clerical mistake from one random town in a random county in a random state. But how often does that happen throughout the United States?
Yeah.
If it happened once in my little sheriff's race, that's one thing. But it's probably happening everywhere, and most people just aren't catching it. And most people wouldn't. I'm the only one who seems to have caught it. No one did anything. It's still recorded there in the New Hampshire State House official voter record. It's still there. 7,000-something votes for Eli Rivera from Westmoreland. I'm like, guys, this is textbook fraudulent, though. Like, this is not right. We know for a fact this is incorrect. But it doesn't matter. And blow that up to a countywide scale or a statewide scale or a national scale. And all of these elections, even if they were somehow reliable, they would still be meaningless because I think it was Benjamin Franklin who said, if voting mattered, they wouldn't let you do it. And the entire apparatus of voting is designed so it doesn't really matter who you vote for. Okay, so you got two candidates. They're identical. One's a Republican and one's a Democrat, but they're identical,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, you're not
it's
going
not
to,
a joke.
You're not going to get any meaningful change by voting for the Democrat or voting for the Republican. If you want some sort of meaningful change, you might get that if you go in and vote. And Libertarians, if they sweep the elections, you might get meaningful change in that regard, but that's so overwhelmingly unlikely. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot of libertarians I would actually trust to be successfully elected to an office and not to begin becoming identical, like at the end of Animal Farm where the pigs were indistinguishable from the humans. I would expect that to be the case with most elected libertarians. Not all of them, certainly, but I suspect most of them would become identical to the humans that they were replacing.
Yeah.
So I don't think voting matters. I don't think that you're going to be able to vote these people out of office. And I think your efforts are better spent trying to do something else. But I'm not. But that's only if we're dealing with Republicans and Democrats. There is some possibility, however remote, that voting for Libertarian candidates could change things for the better.
And we have seen that here in New Hampshire. I mean,
that's
people,
true.
You know, like, and whether they're running as Republican or Democrat, but, like, still actual Libertarian people have made great changes in this state so far.
But New Hampshire is successful because we've been bringing Libertarians here from
absolutely.
All over the United States.
That's not going to happen in Michigan. That's not going to happen in Texas. And it's definitely not going to happen in Massachusetts or California.
It's one of the reasons that I think the National Libertarian Party and most state Libertarian parties are just
it's a joke
from the beginning.
And a lot of them aren't even really Libertarians, if you ask me.
Sadly. Yeah, that does seem to be the case. But let's go to the phones. We have Rick on the line from Tennessee. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I drive a truck, and in particular, for several years now, about 5 years, I've been running mail for the post office. And what most people don't know is that the COVID virus actually was around in 2019 because most of us folks handling mail, there was a lot of people getting sick. And they got sent to the hospital for pneumonia and sent to the hospital for, you know, this, that, and the other, you know, kind of same flavor, but, you know, respiratory virus.
I remember hearing that, and I remember seeing once a story that the Red Cross had identified COVID-19 in blood samples taken in the United States from December of 2019. And I've never seen that story since.
Why do you think they called it COVID-19? Okay. Now, my friend and I both got sick around September of 2019. And, it was like a bad cold. And I have allergies, so I'm used to dealing with respiratory problems, so I just battled it, okay? But my friend went to the hospital, and sent him to the hospital for pneumonia, and he had been talking to me about buying a truck off of me. Well, whenever he finally got out, like June of 2020, he'd actually died in the hospital, and they brought him back. And, he couldn't move his hands. They had to retrain him how to use his hands and his legs, and he was really bad with it, okay? But whenever he talked to me then in 2020, he's like, you know, you had COVID-19 also, because he said, you had the same thing as I had, and he said, mine, they finally back-checked and found out that I had the antibodies for COVID virus. And so, you know, I survived it, and obviously so did you, but I was sick. It's like I would get better, and then it'd get worse, and I'd get better, and it'd get worse. And then finally I whooped it, but, you know,
that's what happened to me in early 2019. However, in early, let's see, I don't remember what year, 2021? Yes. In April of 2021, I got sick. I didn't even really get sick, but I lost my sense of smell and taste that was such a hallmark of COVID-19. I did not get that the previous year when I was dealing with some flu-like disease.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, though, I, you know, and whenever I'm sick with even my allergies, my food don't taste right. So I didn't really put two and two together. But looking backwards on it, I know I had it because I've never gotten the vaccine. And I've been around all my family that's gotten sick with COVID afterwards, and I've never caught anything else. So I obviously have the antibodies. But I've also been around truck drivers because the U.S. Post Office has forced some of them to get their vaccines that have had the COVID virus, and then they turn around and get the vaccine, and they drop dead because of heart problems. And so, you know, I know people specifically that have gotten a shot, and 2 weeks later they're dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. I certainly hear those horror stories a lot, Rick. Thank you so much for the call tonight. I haven't seen any of that firsthand, but there's countless stories about people suddenly dying, and it's kind of weird. Those stories didn't seem to exist 3 years ago, but
no,
now they kind of do. We also have Greg on the line from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I guess I wanted to say really quickly that it seems that after the last 4 years, they had all these weird things where they pushed sort of the mainstream narrative on you. So the vaccine was one. Now it's Ukraine, and before that, it was like all kind of woke things. So
you mean the mainstream narrative of like you have to get vaccinated, you know, we're in this together, that sort of thing, and now it's stand with Ukraine. I think that's just social media being what social media was always going to be, which is just an amplifying of virtue signaling.
I don't remember it being so much like over 5 years ago. But I think since Trump was elected or something like this, basically it was like they call you a word. So, for example, if you are, you know, they might call you a racist, or they might call you Putin a propagandist or Russian asset, or they might call you a vaccine denier or whatever. Basically, the idea is they have a word, and it doesn't matter what your pedigree is or your experience or your arguments or your logic or anything. Because as long as you get labeled that thing, that's it. And then you can move on and deplatform you and like, whatever. So
excellent point. That's called othering, as I understand it, where you have some terminology that makes them different. There's some other kind of thing, and that allows you to dehumanize them and view them as obviously less than human, where you can censor them, you can throw them in concentration camps, you can do whatever you want to them without feeling bad about it because they're not human in the first place. It's a dangerous path to get started down. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us in the meantime over on our social media server. You can find that at social.freetalklive.com, and there you won't get kicked off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.